Hey everybody, it's Dan, and in this video I want to talk to you about why do I have the attention span of a gnat. So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Hey everybody, it's Dan, hope you're well. A gnat, such a funny word, isn't it? It reminds me of an aeroplane, the Hawker gnat. Or a gnat, as I used to call it. The Hawker Hunter from the Red Arrows. They make a plane called the Hawker Gnat. It's like a training plane. But my attention span, and I just finished a video and I thought I'll record another video straight after this, just talking about attention spans. Because here I am, trying to be a body of excellence, a beacon for mankind in how to carry out work and blah blah blah, and yet my attention span, oh, what's going on? It's dreadful right now. I don't know if this is an age thing. 48, I'm not 78, 48. Is it a Brexit thing? Am I just apathetic about society in the UK and it's like, oh, I just can't be bothered with it? Is it a COVID thing? Are we just being in lockdown and we can't see the end, and we're looking for things to excite us and nothing really excites us, because the thing that truly excites us is to travel and to move around and to see people. Like, what is that? And so I find it really difficult to just keep attention span. And you may notice I lost attention there. There was a police car with his, speedometer thing, catching people out. Look, I'm only doing 80 in 100 kilometres an hour. But my attention span is dreadful. It could be COVID. I'd give anything right now to travel. Jump on a plane safely. Go watch a ball game. Go on holiday. A couple of pints in Benidorm would be a start, for goodness sake. We're 2.5 hours away from Benidorm. Even that would be a start. The Benidorm season opens up again. Go see Elvis. He's not dead, he's in Benidorm. I saw him a couple of years back, me and Dave, we went over, we had a weekend in Benidorm just for a laugh, and it was awesome. It was so bad, it was awesome. So who on earth knows what's going on with that right now? It is dreadful, however, how bad our attention span is, and I don't see it getting any better anytime soon. So, I think this is the thing, though. If you're going to beat yourself up over this, I think you're onto a loser there straight away. I don't think you can beat yourself up over it. All of us, every single one of us, is feeling the consequences of continuous lockdown. Of course, in the UK, you've got snow. We're lucky here, it's bright blue skies every day, and we've been on the beach, not sunbathing, but we've been on the beach with the dog, and it's nice, But obviously in the UK you've got the Brexit thing, and then you've got all the media and the TV and the newspaper headlines, and even though you try and avoid them, it's very hard to avoid them, isn't it? And so I think most people are feeling apathetic, and I feel it too, even though I've not got the headlines and the media, other than on, Twitter or whatever news I choose to log on to online, because it's not on the TV here and so on. But even though we don't have any of that, it's still... still worrisome. I'm still speaking to people who are just fed up, and they're like, what's the point? I was talking to a PT, personal trainer, and they've basically put on 2 stone, and not muscle, they've put on 2 stone over the last year and a bit, and they're supposed to be the PT, and I'm like, dude, it's fine. Right now is about surviving, not about thriving. Look, if you can thrive, and we've definitely thrived in some areas of our life, right? Our business acquisitions have moved forward. Our client acquisition has moved forward for the digital marketing. But rents have dropped. The body's got fat or fatter. So, we've thrived in some areas and we've really not in others. And you know what? It's fine. Who cares? It just is what it is right now, and the important thing is not to, if you can come out looking like Mr. Universe, I think that's awesome. If you can come out with business acquisitions, that's awesome.
if you can come out with a better relationship than when you went in, I think that's awesome. But I also think for some people, if you're just still alive at the end of this, I think that's awesome. If your relationship is still in existence, I think that's awesome. Because some people, you know, some people are killing each other right now because they can't cope with being in relationship anymore. And if you can survive that, I think that's awesome. If you have not grown the business, but you're still in business, I think that's amazing. Because many businesses are not in business. And we've not had the fallout. We've got double, triple dip. I don't know what it is. What are we up to? Quadruple dip recession? I mean, these are unprecedented times. I know we had the pandemic and, you know, 1920, whatever it was. I know we've had that, but we didn't live in those times with social media and the financial markets as we have today and all the instruments at hand, such as, you know, digital stuff. So look, I just think having a short attention span, I think that's fine. If you can pull up some strategies, which is what we talked about in the last video about short attention spans, that's wonderful. But you know what, if you can't and all you can do is binge Lost and The Handmaid's Tale, and what have we watched? I watched The Office, the American Office, which was pretty awesome, by the way. We just binged watched that, and that was, it was 9 seasons, 22 episodes, 25 episodes, 22 minutes long per one. We watched that last year. Yeah, you know, we've watched an awful lot of TV. I think that's fine. You just do what you need to do. As long as when we do come out of this, you can adapt as well. And before you came into this, you were on your way to adaptation. You see, it's not about where you come from, is it? It's about where you're going and where you end up. And I'm totally fine with that. It doesn't matter where you come from at all. Where you end up is what's important. And it may be, maybe right now, you're just not in the mood. You've not got the mental ability to be in the mood for it. And I think that's totally fine. It just is what it is. And I think right now, survival is more important than everything else, and that's what you should focus on. Anyway, back home now. So hope that's useful. Hope there's some little insights in there. Hope, you know, it might take a little bit of weight off, make you feel a little bit better. My name's Dan Latta, and we'll speak to you on the next video. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.